The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create...
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is, we have a live show for you. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is June the 30th, 2016. And I just want to say it is a wonderful opportunity to be with you all. Looking forward to today's show. And getting close to the weekend. And man, the summer is blowing by, going by very, very fast. But that is just seems like everything is speeding up. But I am happy to be here with you all today. We have a live show for you, as we said. Looking forward to today's show. So let's get into today's show. But before we do that, of course, we need to take care of the business at hand. Let's talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by giving your overall economic and financial energy to it so that this network can stay on task and stay on in front of the things that are going on and give you some of the information so that you can make some very informed decisions for you, yourself, for you, your family, and our community collectively at large. So how do we do that? By making donations to the network in order for it to continue to do the things that it's been doing and to continue to grow. Very, very important. One of the things I always like to say is that so many of us want to eat the fruit, but it's time for us to feed the roots. And feeding the roots of Black Talk Radio Network is critical in order for us to have this medium in this propaganda-driven world that likes to disinform us about everything. So what can you do? You could go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. And there you'll see the crowdfunding campaign, and you could also see it there on the Facebook on the web page. You just go, next is two places over, is one over from about on the website, and it's crowdfunding black media is right there. So now, how can you actually give some of your financial support to? It's very easy. On that page, you could do it right from that page, and let's talk about the options that are available. Option one is you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, and you could do that via PayPal or by sending a check or money order. Make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, you can do it by PayPal or sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And you can give $24.99 or less. All donations are extremely appreciated. So you can do that. And when and with that, you will receive the statistical monthly reports for this for the radio station, as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you give their proper email so that you can receive what you are entitled to for your contribution and your donation. Option number two, make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. That's just one penny more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. And if you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, they are given in intervals of $25. So if you want two t-shirts, that'd be $50. Three t-shirts would be $75. Four t-shirts would be $100. So make sure you give a size for each one or each t-shirt that you have, so that you have a size that will be coordinated with each one. And make sure you give a good mailing address and an email so that you can be contacted in case something some information is needed to get to you, and to ensure that you get what it is that you are entitled to from your contribution. Next option would be the best option, option number three. Become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, and you will receive everything in option one, the emails for the radio station's statistics and the social media operations. You will receive your free Black Radio Station Matters, and you will also be eligible for other gifts from time to time that the network will be giving to you. So this is a great way for you to support all of the networks that are here in order so that we can stay on air. So tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs, Tando and all the other ones that are there. Make sure that we are promoting the network, because it is very, very important that we do. Okay, now, so let's jump over to Tando Radio Show. I'm going to jump to the Facebook side of it all. Let me set this up. Hopefully my computer will allow me to do just such a thing. And it will. That's a good thing. So let's go over to Tando Radio Show and check out some of the articles that we posted. Since yesterday, we posted a lot of articles. And I think it's very, some of the articles are really, really good. And some of the things we really need to be looking at as we speak. So let's check out some of those articles. Let me just pull these up real quick. Okay, so let me try in a different form. Okay, here we go. All right, now we got some movement here. All right, so let me move down into, let's go from where we left off yesterday. Has some really, really, really good articles, in my opinion. I think it's really necessary for us to engage in these articles. We got to know what's going on. Also, give us a call at any time today. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up. Just waiting on some of these articles to load, and we'll get right to them. They have a mind of their own, but we're going to get into it. Now, one of the things I want to do today, give you a heads up, let's see. Okay, we got some movement here. Here we go. Want to check out some of the articles that we posted from yesterday and then carry over to today. Very important. So here we go. First article that we got posted. This one came from TEPCO. Oh, no, this is not TEPCO. This is about TEPCO. Nuclear commercial draws disgust from evacuees. check out that article. All of this is, you know, Fukushima is nowhere on anybody's, well, not anybody, but many people's radar, and it should be, because it is one that is adversely affecting everyone in the world. Next article, the Honduras shipwreck. Hillary Clinton's coup turned 7. In the aftermath of the coup, Honduras' homicide rate has soared, along with other forms of violence. So this was the coup that they established, and they are blaming some celebrity figurehead politicians for that, and I wouldn't be surprised, but check out that article. Next one. This one comes from SputnikNews.com. NATO buildup on Russian border is like the Cuban Missile Crisis, only in reverse. Commencing on the buildup of NATO's forces on the Russian border and the increasing frequencies and the scale of military exercise, this is one of the articles that's coming out from Sputnik News, and this is definitely true. This is going to, we're going to take a look at, see how all this ties in today, in today's show. Next one comes from ActivePost.com. Two courts decision further destroys the Fourth Amendment protection. Yes, this is very true, and let me tell you why. Because the letter of the law is meant to condemn, while the spirit of the law always frees. We don't operate in the spirit of the law. You have to, in order for you to operate in the spirit of the law, it has to be absent of any written law. They may tell you something different, but that is, in my opinion, the hardest truth that there, some of the hardest truth that there is. You know, there is no law outside of the spiritual law. Because all of those other laws, in my opinion, the spirit of the law, in my opinion, any law that goes, that tries to establish itself absent of that, is a law of manipulation, and that's exactly what we have. And so I'm not surprised that they're taking away these things, because they were the ones that give the system gave it to you, so the system taketh away. Whatever the system creates, it has the right to administrate. And you weren't inclusive in this whole idea. The laws were actually written to control, manipulate, and to get you to surrender. So check out that article. Next one comes from Walking Times. Monsanto Trojan horse bill threatens GMO labeling for good. Of course, this is part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the sovereignty that's going to be lost. This is nothing more than the fascist state that supersedes any of the laws that they say that you are entitled to. From what they give you, then they take it back. That's because it never was a law. It was a ruling. You have no laws. You have rules. You have rulings. And those rulings will be applied and administered however someone else sees fit, absent of what is socially, spiritually, and morally correct. It will be at the behest of the rulers. So, things that we need to really look at. Next one, from Press TV. U.S., South Korea, Japan hold military drills. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan launch joint missile defense exercises in the waters off of Hawaii. One of these are going to lead to a actual direct confrontation, military confrontation, with some other countries, and is going to, in my opinion, spark off the global nuclear war one that we're going to see here in this time. There's been nuclear wars in the past, but we're talking about now, and this is the one that is going to affect us in the future for some time now. Next one, IMF proposed to tax bank deposits. Yep, IMF proposes to tax bank deposits. Ladies and gentlemen, the collapse has already arrived, and it is fleecing and stealing and taking from you as we speak. And this is an article that you definitely should be checking out. Next one, Turkey readies to pay compensations for downed Russian jet in Syria. Turkey is all of a sudden so-called doing a turnaround, or are they? Or was this all a part of a plan anyway? Well, either way, in my opinion, this is only going to continue to unfold in a way where it's the purge that you're about to see. So check out that article. Next article. Second U.S. patient carrying antibiotic resistant superbug found in New York. A second patient carrying the antibiotic resistant superbug has been identified in New York 1 month after a woman carrying the gene was discovered in, and you got to look at this. This came from Reuters. This is, in my opinion, a expansion of the depopulation program. Next article comes from one of the mainstream media, Kitten News. And they say something else. I call them Kitten News, just like I call the other one with the three initials, the Cerebrally Naive Network. Well, this one comes from Kitten News, and it says, White House calls Clinton's email investigation criminal. Maybe this is why they started to threaten. Not surprising, there is going to be a continuous, and this is going to be a great purge. Maybe they don't realize that their overall leverage and the use for the system, they realize that they're expendable now and they don't need them. Guess what? Whenever you make a deal with the devil, for those individuals, you know who they are, Hillary and Bill. When you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul, and they're coming to collect it. And I do think that they're going to sacrifice them, because why? It's the perfect time to do it, because they've used them as far as they can take them. Now they want to use them, their demise, to their benefit even further. They're going to create a crisis for them. They thought they were inclusive in everything, that they actually matter. Deal with the devil, lose your soul. Next article from Anti-Media. UK calls emergency meetings after explosion in hate crimes after Brexit. Hate crimes is going up in the UK. It's going up all over. Next article. This was a really good one. Hopefully we'll get to this one. This is from Anti-Media. FEMA contractors. Unrest after 395% food price spike coming. We'll take a look at that if we have time. Next one, and this one came from the IMF, and it was talking about what they anticipate causing the global banking crisis, and it was Deutsche Bank. And if you read this from the IMF, read the table of contents, and you can go to the specific ones that talk directly. They're telling you everything here. Telling you which bank will be used to bring down the sector globally. It will come from Europe by way of the Western banking cabal, straight out of the corruption USA. Straight out of corruption USA. So this is what we're going to see. Next one. Just-in-time delivery system may be late in the fall and winter. East Coast ports hit by import declines. The port of New York to Savannah says container volume fell in May as concerns about the economy and high inventory levels curb import demands. And remember, we have a just-in-time delivery system, and that is going to implode. Now, next article is going to be talking about what today's show is preparing for the fall and what is currently being set into motion for the season. That's where we're going to pick up today. Next comes from Wall Street Journal. One second. Comes from Wall Street Journal. European Commission authorized Italian government to support banks. That is a bailout, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to definitely take a look at that. The process, first they said that we posted it here on Tando. When they first said that they were going to do the bailout, we actually read that on Tuesday. And then yesterday, Merkel said, from Germany, said, no, they're not going to do it. And you know, I'm going to just say this. Don't Merkel look just like she the daughter of Adolf Hitler? Y'all ever notice that? I'm just, you know, look at her. Sure do look like they some kin. So, I'm just saying. So, Wall Street Journal, Check out that article. We're going to take a look at this. Then next, EU approves Italy contingency plan to guarantee bank liquidity. The European Commission has authorized Italian government to plan guarantee liquidity for banks in the event of a financial crisis in the Eurozone. Ladies and gentlemen, this comes from Reuters. It's all over. You better prepare, because once this starts, it goes down this steep slope, it is a free fall from there. And the thing about this whole thing is going to lead to war, is going to lead to supply disruption, is going to lead to banking holidays all over the place, except for the countries that will be the ones that are going to be in position to benefit from it. They will have minor interruptions, and they're going to come back very quickly, and they're going to give advisements to the rest of the world. An advisement is going to be, if you keep listening to the Western banking, particularly the United States, you're going to go broke, just like you here in the United States. If you continue to do the regular United States citizens' usual business practices, you too will be adversely economically affected, and to the point where they will demolish your overall economic capability. Now is the time to acquire the necessary assets to withstand, to position yourself and your family for what's coming. Some people have golden opportunities, and they need to seize on those and to move right away into things that are going to protect you and your family. Those individuals would be you. You need to think about what it is, and we're going to talk about that today. And at some point in the show. So that's what we have for today's show. And we're going to definitely jump into today's show. But one of the things I wanted to do is we got to talk about how is it that you, what are some of the things you should be doing. But I also want to point out some of the things that are going on so that you can prepare, so that you can position yourself. You can actually put yourself and your family in a position of advantage so that you won't be adversely affected by it all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not me just saying this. It's already been done, and the overall mainstream media is now starting to tell you about it. The most important thing is, what are you going to do? I was talking to my man, Brother Braggs, today. And Brother Braggs, let me scroll down because there's a couple of videos that I want to play today. Oh, I'm not going to. Okay, on the break, I got to go to another spot. Brother Braggs and I were talking today, and Brother Braggs mentioned to me about a situation that he was made aware of, about a sister being attacked, stabbed, and everything else in front of a bunch of people, and the people just sat there and watched. And that is because that's what we've been trained by television, that's what we've been trained by the politicians, that's what we've been trained by the authorities. At some point, at some time, you need to fight. You need to fight for yourself, and you need to fight for your community, you need to fight for your family. This individual was on this train that Brother Braggs was talking about, and everybody was just watching as she's begging, and he said that some people, you know what they did, right? You've seen it. They taught everybody how to do it. They take out their phone, and they record it. How cowardice. And this is what we're going to have to deal with. Brother Braggs and I were talking. How much time for the break? Brother Braggs and I was talking, and Brother Braggs made the point that we don't even know our enemies. And very true. And that's because we don't know ourselves. And the point was made that, you know, we fight our brothers and our sisters who's not our enemies. And I would just want to say this really quickly. I want to just say this very quickly, and so that we get what's really happening. Even though our brothers and our sisters are not our enemies, What they will become will be our obstacles and our adversaries, because a lot of people have been trained to surrender. A lot of people have been trained to do what they've seen on TV, what the media tells them to do. Call the police, do this, do that, wait, and you know, try to hide and everything else. when you should be fighting. Let me tell you why this is purposely done. This is a tactic of war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a part of the art of war. And part of the art of war in this whole tactical planning and what they're trying to seed in everyone, they're going to bring a crisis so bad that they don't want people to fight. And then when they do fight, they want them to fight their neighbors. This is called a force multiplier. See, people have such a state of ennui, there is something that is very dangerous about it. Talking to a gentleman, and one gentleman said, we're talking, and he asked me, what's the problem? And I already knew who he was and what he was trying to do. So I looked at him and I said, well, what do you think the problem is? And I'll tell you what the problem is, in my opinion. And he said, well, before he said it, I said, it's two things, because I knew where he was going to go. I said, it's two problems. And he said, well, what are they? I said, well, what do you think they are? He said, really, you know what? I don't know and I don't care. And I said, exactly. Because you don't know, you're a problem. And because you don't care, you're an even bigger problem. And this is what has been taught to all of us. And this is going to be to the overall detriment and the demise of many of us. Until we know and until we care. And let me tell you something about the people that don't know and I don't care. They are that way because they see that that's in their best interest. And not only that, they want the things to only not to, they only want things to benefit them. This is going to be the greatest threat. So let me tell you how this is the greatest threat. Because at some point and at some time, you may need help. And in a world where people don't know how to help and they don't care to help, there will be no relief for you. And whenever you think nothing will ever happen to you, lo and behold, it does. And this is something that needs to change. And I would definitely say for all of you that's listening to Tando Radio Show, I want to thank you for knowing and for caring. Now, what, in my opinion, what needs to be done is that that needs to be properly channeled that can best suit you, best suit your family, and best suit our community, because the collective prudence of our community is one another. It's high time that we protect and care about one another. And those that are outside of that in the wilderness, that is not a place you put them. That is a place they're going to have to navigate themselves out of by knowing and by caring. Listen, you ready to go to a commercial break? When we come back, we're going to jump into the show. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. At any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit star 61, and it will bring you up, and I will definitely get you in on cue. And just before we went to the break, wanted to talk to you about the importance of where we are and how we need to really be getting through this. We live in a society that doesn't know and doesn't care. And they don't know because they don't want to know, and they don't care because they've been taught to be that way. And those individuals, what they like to do, those people that don't care, they don't want anything bad to happen to them. They don't care if it happens to anyone else. They just don't want it to happen to them. They may complain about things, and when things hit them, they're all upset and mad and everything else. But they're the individuals that will take advantage of people quickly. Why? Because they like it. They choose to be that way. They complain about different people taking advantage of them. They just want to replace them. They want to be able to do that to as many people as they possibly can. They want to be taskmasters, slave masters, overseers, and people that would take advantage of people because they can. They want to have slaves. They just don't want to be one. And this is a problem that has been perpetuated throughout our so-called society and civilization, because that's what upholds the system. That's what upholds the continuous state of bondage and oppression that we live under, because it can only be in existence if there's energy there. And it's not enough of the people that actually control to provide that energy. You know who's providing that energy? Everyone else. Everyone else. So those, in my surmising of everything, is the greatest threat to us all. You don't know and you don't care. Well, see, I'm going to rephrase that. And this is how it's in today's world. From depending on where you are in the periodical table of history and what man calls time, I call it the moments of eternity. So let's go with that. Where you are in the moments of eternity, particularly in this physical form on earth, in my opinion, doesn't make it right, it's just my opinion. You have a time, you have a period of physical life, and then all throughout your eternal life you always have a free will, in my opinion. How you choose to actually spend that time will actually be a part of your next time that you get after, because your spirit and your will is being formed daily by your choices. And many of us are in this period right now, and many before us just happened, didn't go through this period, what we're going to go through. But they went through different things. But it, right now, in my surmising of the timeline, this is going to be a critical time because of this. We are here in this moment, and how we decide things will play out will set up the next set of events. Case in point, 90% of the things that happen to you in life, many of those things are uncontrollable. But the most important part is the 10% of your life. That is your response to the 90% that has happened to you. That's the most important thing, and that comes from your choice. And the great thing about our free will is everybody wants to do everything their way. They're entitled to that. That's a beautiful thing. No one should tell or try to make anyone do anything their way. That's their free will. You should encourage people to do things their way. That's the beauty of our life. It's the complete beauty of our life. But the thing that really is important is that there's a responsibility to that. And most think that they can just do whatever they want, and in doing whatever they want, by this standpoint, by harming whoever they want, not knowing nor caring for anyone other than them. You can do that. But let me tell you something. That's momentary for the adverse effect on others. It's eternal on you. You will be a miserable spirit. You will be a miserable person. You will not, you will, in my surmising, you will not develop yourself in the way that you should be developing. You will be stagnant and stunted of spiritual growth. And you're going to create a hell that you live in. And one of the things that I see about people that don't know, what I mean by don't know, just because you may not, there's a difference between being unaware of something and not knowing. Not knowing from the standpoint is that you know, but you don't want to investigate it because you don't want to, you don't want to have a responsibility to what you know. You want to just be ignorant and do what you want to do, knowing that something wrong is happening, but it doesn't affect you. You don't want to be noticed. You want to be play possum. And then you don't care, that spirit of you don't care. Very well. One of the things about an uncaring spirit is this. You don't care about yourself. There are many people that do care, many people that do want to know and help and want to have a collective relationship with people and engage in them. You know, those are some of the happiest people in the world. You want to know where misery starts? Misery starts in the hell, in the depths of the hell of the execution of your free will, your attitude. Your overall response, your overall connection to people, your overall interactions with everything else that's living. And one of the things about it is that it becomes a very lonely, lonely place that has no joy or peace. I have a friend I told you about yesterday that they told him that the doctors had informed him that his physical life will be ending. And this individual is such a warrior. And his joy and his peace is in the love that he shares with everyone around him. And it's it's encouraging to see, and it reinvigorated my faith in people that we all are capable of wondrous, marvelous things. Let me tell you, heaven is not a place that you can go to, in my opinion. Heaven is only a place that you can build. Hell is a place that you can't go to, is only a place that you can build. And many of us have built the hell that have captivated us, holds us captive. And I say that because the times that we're going to go through, the individuals that are actually going to dictate events live in hell. And they want to expand that because they feel that they are going to be able to harvest something. They think that they are going to be able to gain something. But everything that's gained there is momentarily, just like the person that doesn't know and doesn't care. There will never be an appetite, there will never be a day that is satisfying and brings you joy. Because there is no joy in hell that you create. It's always there in the heaven that you create. So, just wanted to say that, and we got a caller that's in queue. Let's bring this caller up very quickly. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, Rob, chiming in from Milwaukee.
What's up, brother? How you feeling? What's up, Rob?
I'm doing better. What you're talking about is exactly what I'm experiencing. The injury that I'm suffering through, I will say it was self-inflicted, meaning that my lack of having self-discipline, lack of knowing how to control my emotions, and lack of keeping my hands to myself, I created the hell that I'm living in right now, and I have been completely consumed by it. So, even right now, is, you know, just my confession and at the same time my analysis of what I'm experiencing right now. And thanks for taking the call.
Wait, Rob, you know what? And more importantly is your growth in the whole matter. That's the great thing about the gift that we have, our free will, is that it all can change. And brother, you are creating your heaven. Why? Because you deserve to reside there. You deserve to share that with others, and others deserve to share theirs with you. Rob, you are in a great position. Now, one of the things I don't want you to do is this. I don't want you to allow your life to be attached to that momentary place in time. That's not your eternity. Your eternity is to build, my good brother, and you are doing that. And one of the things is that we have to forgive ourselves for some of the mistakes, because let me tell you, a lot of people think that the key to winning is to, the key to becoming a champion is to win. But I would say the key to being a champion is you first have to learn how to lose. Because there's a real process and there's a real beneficial process in learning how to lose. And you start to appreciate things. And let me tell you something, brother. There are so many people that are waiting to engage in fellowship with you because of what you can give, because now you care. You know and you care. And it's bigger than you care for more than just you. That is the steps of, that's the building blocks and the foundation of heaven, my brother. And you are not what, take me correctly, I always like to say this, and I say this to my family, never let your monkey mind rule you. And what I mean by that, the mind that that the system has actually developed and encouraged to run you into self-doubt at all times. The mind that you need to bring forth, and you are doing that already, brother, is the one in the great gift of your free will that was given to you in love. That all great creations come from love. All manipulation comes from anger and pain. And I want you to release yourself of that. Because, brother, you are so strong in your works that you're going to be doing throughout the rest of your eternal time is so beautiful. And it's a great opportunity for others to see and say, wow, let me see what he has so that I can apply that to my life. That's a gift, brother. And I've been noticing when you call, I see it. Regardless of what the system, the institutions may tell you, you are already healed, Rob, because you are one that has healed yourself. And you need to keep moving in that direction, brother. It's going to be difficult from time to time, but let me tell you, you are closer to building your complete heaven than you were yesterday or the day before. Keep building, brother. We need you. We love you. And there's so much that we're going to learn from you, and there's so much that you have, and it's all going to be a joyous thing. So,
thank you.
You have much to be encouraged about. You have much to offer. You have much, much to be thankful for. Who else could endure what you had endured and what you have seen from the depths that you've been than you? It was uniquely perfect for you in developing and building who you truly are. You're much bigger than the institutions has labeled you as. So, don't forget that, brother. Don't give up on that. Call anytime. Be a part. What I would say is this, one of probably the most important thing is for you to give. Something small, some of your time, some a pleasant hello to someone. Start seeking pleasure in that. Then start seeking your own sanctuary in the great things that the great creator, the sustainability that the great creator. Notice a tree one day. Notice the birds interacting with the tree. Notice the sky. Notice people. Watch people around you. And you will start to master, and you will start to create, and you will start as a great artist drawing your future. It's critical that you do that for us, because we need you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Brother, call anytime. We got another caller. Rob. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You got my number? You got my...
No, I don't.
Okay, take my number down. Call me tonight. Right after Tando, I have something I have to do for about an hour. But in between that, call me in between. I'm going to give you my number. I want you to call me when you feel ready to call me, okay? And I don't care what time it is, okay?
All right. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. It's 951.
Okay.
790.
Okay.
8330.
I got you.
Okay, man, because I'm gonna be calling you from time to time too, if that's all right with you. Just, you know, because, you know, sometimes I just care about which, you know, I may ask you a question about what you think about something. Is not a test. It's just I really care about what you think, and to help me out with some things as well.
Well, that's cool.
I appreciate it. All right, brother.
All right, thank you.
Okay. We got another caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, yes, my people, what's good? It's Dr. Hawkins. I feel like I feel like a genie that's been let out of the bottle. Man, I hope everybody is well. And, hey, listen, you know, there's an old saying that if you know yourself, you'll know the universe and God. That is very, very true. Listen, This is all a dream. It's all a dream anyways. It really is. Now, the real you is, and so far beyond this little earth plane, that it's really indescribable. So with that, you know, I'll say this. As the, let's just say, the aspect of the Creator that I could see with my limited vision told me at one time, these bad times are not here to make you fold. They're really not. And I hope you can hear what's coming from behind my voice as I say that, right? It's all a big classroom. It really is. All right. So once you approach it, like, you can't lose no matter what happens, because really you can't. And I know it's hard as hell to I know it's hard as hell to see that sometimes, and sometimes I gotta remind myself of this. But I tell you what, man, if you approach it like that, you'll be amazed at how many doors open for you, because they have no choice, because you're creating those doors too.
Yeah. Exactly, Doc. And I didn't mean to cut Doc off, but exactly, Doc. Man, thank you for calling and sharing that, because that was what our listeners need to hear for the doors that they're going to need to open. Because other people are opening up other doors to control them, but that doesn't mean that we need to walk through the doors that they created and opened. And Doc, man, it was just so many points that you just made, and I don't want to interfere with it, because it's so true. This is all a dream. and how powerful we are in this is in this dream. Create your kingdom. Create one. Create a heaven by your own definitions, not by the definitions of someone else. The great creator has already given you everything that you need. Now it's perfect. You just need to work it perfectly. And it's possible. It's so possible. And Doc, man, the timing of your call is always right on time. And Doc, you know, when we look at our capabilities as individuals and in part of this universe, and like you said, Doc, this universe is actually our dwelling grounds for eternity. And there's nothing that you can't lose. You can't lose. So start building to win. Start building to win. Doc, give us some from your own personal.
Yo, yeah, you bet, man. Listen, now I was the guy that was walking around with a backpack full of books, and I was taking the information to people that didn't even know that they were going to receive the information, or not even necessarily knew that they wanted the information. I was the type of person that believed what the ancient ancestors used to say. And this is an old saying that they tried to hide from us. And now when you look at certain biblical texts, they took that text and they contorted it some, but the overall meaning is still there. You know, your discernment is there. But here's the original saying: if a man wants to become something, he has to walk, talk, think, act, and breathe like whatever he wants to become, and he will become it. All right? Now, I understood that after many trials and errors.
Right.
I had to fall on my face 1,000 times, but once I really got that, then I understood why I kept falling on my face in the first place. And it was just to come full circle to that ancient realization. Now, I started my business with $300. Literally. As my great-grandmother, who is 102 right now, says all the time, you don't have a pot to piss out of. Well, I did not. I did not have a pot to piss in, and I did not have a window to throw it out of. All right? I really didn't. All right? And I started with $300. I was walking around with a backpack full of books, and I was talking to people about Silver Solution. I was talking to people like I had this huge business already established. This was before I became Dr. Hawkins, like literally. And the degrees and things of that nature, they actually followed suit once I started living the vision. Now, right. I also started receiving calls from certain executives, certain corporate executives. And I would call corporate executives, cold call them. And I would get them on the phone and I would talk to them like I was an executive, like I was the CEO of a Fortune 501 company, right? And they could feel that. And you know what I started getting? I started getting scientists saying, hey, you know what? Mr. Hawkins, how about I send you this piece of equipment? And now listen, Mr. Hawkins, I know that you don't do this for free, and I know that you would probably charge more than $15,000 for something like this, but right now all my budget will afford is around $8,500. Now, I'll pay you $8,500 if you'll be so kind to test this equipment for me and write a thesis on it, you know, write where you think we could improve and things of this nature. And, of course, not having a pot to piss out of, I was fronting and said, well, you know, yeah, you're right. I normally charge about $20,000 for this, but you know what? I like you. You're a great guy. So I tell you what, yeah, you know, just write me a check and, you know, send me the equipment, send it to this address here, and then, you know, I'll do my thing from there. That started happening a lot. That sort of thing kept happening. And before you knew it, I had a whole group of scientists that were advocating for me and my skills. I was writing instruction manuals and things of this nature. Didn't have a damn office. I really didn't. All right. I didn't go through the state to register my business. I went through the federal government, because you can register your business through the feds for free and get your EIN number and all that stuff. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. And it's just the right people at the right time started coming across my path. The right knowledge kept coming across my path. You know, the right situations would come across my path. You know, I mean, right. it was almost like, I don't know how the hell to describe it. I can't say it was like a dream, because it was something beyond that. But it was like I was living in the moment at all times, and I was creating my actual environment. I was creating it as I went along. You see what I mean? And
yes,
for
sir.
Me, that was very profound. So I'm telling you right now, it's like this here. Your mind is an atmosphere. And I mean that literally. Your mind is an atmosphere. When you incarnate on this planet, the first thing that the soul does is attract different atoms and molecules from the Earth's atmosphere to clothe it in and to form the physical body. You see, your mind is literally an atmosphere. So you can make up your mind, hey, you know what, man, you know what, all this shit, I control all this, I got this. And then let the situations come to you. But remember, faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Right? So you know, do the due diligence, but keep that attitude. And when you approach people, guess what? You're going to change their mental landscape. And as you change people's mental landscape, those doors are going to open up, because they like the way they feel around you. All of a sudden, when they get around you, they feel more intelligent. They're like, damn, you know, every time I come across this cat, man, I know I get a brilliant idea. You know, hey, brother, check this out, man. Let me buy you some dinner, man. I mean, damn, man, you know, that kind of situation. But, you know, I'll just say it like this. The choice is ours.
Yes.
I mean, anytime you need to control someone or build bullshit technology, especially to try to control people, the only reason you have to do something like that, or the reason in your mind anyway that you got to do that, is because those people are really superior to you. Only inferior people have to steal, and that includes stealing a person's joy. So understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with vampires. These BS cats with the billions and billions and billions of dollars that people think are really running society. These people are scared as hell. They really are. You know, I mean, and I won't get too far into the metaphysical lecture, but all I'll say is, trust me, my people, you got this. You really do.
Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, man, Doc Hawkins is dropping it. It's so true. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Hold on, Doc.
Yeah.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Nintendo Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We got with us my friend, my man, Doc Hawkins. We got some other callers in queue, and Doc Hawkins is breaking it down. Doc, it was just so true, and you know what? This is the reality that we must understand for ourselves. You know, some people would say from some of the things that you said, they would say, well, you're Doc Hawkins, but. And I remember something that my grandmother told me on but. And one time I said to her, but, and then she said, you can stay where you are. But you can stay where you are. You're that powerful also. Walks away. So, Doc, just hold on 1 second, Doc. We got another caller. Let's take this caller together, okay?
You bet.
Okay, hold on. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace. And my comment
peace,
was like...
Peace. Brother Bragg. Oh,
it's Bragg, man. Peace. I was just thinking about the brother. I used to have a really, really bad temper, man. And my mother used to work with me because she could see it in me. You know what I'm saying? And she would say things to me like, why did you do that? Think about what you're doing. Now, at the time, I was a really young man. So being the way I was raised, you couldn't question it. But what it did, it made me internalize things, you know what I'm saying? It made me think about what I did. Why did I do it? Why are you going to do it? Why are you motivated to do this? And right. By just asking questions like that, you start to know yourself a little bit better. When they talk about people being laid back. People laid back, we were talking about frequency and harmony this
harmonic
morning.
Frequency, yeah. Yes, harmonic. Yes, this morning, we sure were.
And basically, that's what it is. A laid back person is a person that doesn't let his electrons and protons get all bent out of shape. He's slow to anger. And then some people, they fire up real quick. But you have to know where you fit in there. And then some people, they're just so calm, cool as a cucumber is what they call them. Because nothing seems to ruffle their feathers because they always maintain their equilibrium, their balance, in harmony. And to do that, you have to internalize it. Talk to yourself, question yourself, why did I strike out like this? If people can push your buttons, then they can control you. Once you control yourself, people can't push buttons on you. You only go when you're ready to go, when you're motivated to go. And that's all I'm saying to the brother. Go inside. Everything you need is inside. Inside. Not outside. There's nothing outside that can help you. It's all internal. You got to go in. That's what Mr. Davis talked about, meditation. When you meditate, you talk to God and the cosmos. You go to the all for your answers. Now, the things I say might sound crazy. Forgive me if they do. But it's how I roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Doc Hawkins.
A lot of people look at me crazy when I talk to them, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's how I see things.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people that Doc Hawkins. What would you say to what Brother Braggs was just speaking about and was conveying to the listeners? In your opinion.
Well, I would say that it's absolutely real. And, you know, it's something that that science has confirmed. They don't like to tell us that, but science has confirmed it. In addition to that, you know, once you venture enough or once you venture deep enough into your own spirit, and just as a bit of a... I guess you could call it a side note. A lot of people use that term spirit, and it's become a taboo thing, and it's woo-woo and all this type of stuff. But when I say spirit, I'm talking about your true essence. Beyond the so-called holographic self, I'm talking about the very blueprint of existence. I mean, you reflect all of that just like the hologram do. So what the brother is saying is very crucial, simply because those particles that he was talking about, what we got to understand is we are those particles. We create those particles. And as a matter of fact, if you want to get technical, scientists have found so many particles
they're not even naming them anymore like regular names. They're naming them like whole star systems and stuff like that. LG 432 and stuff like that. You know, so I mean, we are very, very vast, and yeah, hey, I would say you can create your own heaven. I mean, look, man, these people that are trying to steal your shine or steal our collective shine, they don't have it like that. They really don't. We have something that they don't have. It's just that simple. We have something very profound that they don't have, man. And
if you go back,
once you embrace
that, ancient times, you find out that what you're talking about, they call them the God's people. And the reason they called them God's people was because they wore their morals. They practiced their morals every day. It wasn't a religion. It was a way of life. As far as how you treat your fellow man, very important.
Well,
how you treat strangers.
The definition of Christ. If you want to get technical and you look at the definition of Christ, now religion tells us that Christ means the anointed, but that's not what Christ means. Christ means the enlightened. Right, it's a state
yep.
of soul. You
and
see,
anybody
what I mean?
Can reach that. Anybody can reach that
yeah.
pinnacle.
It's
if they
pinnacle.
Live
yep.
a right, just life, and do
right.
things a certain way, and have morals, respect others, respect the earth, other people around you. I mean, these things that I deal with every day, because I don't really believe in killing anything that don't try to kill me. So, you know.
In time, some metaphysicians, y'all, they refer to this state that I'm speaking of as your home frequency. When you find your home frequency through meditation practices, and it doesn't have to be sitting still and chanting or things of this nature, you can do walking meditations. All right, there's
Tell
many
them,
different
Doc.
Forms of meditation. All right, so. As you do your meditations, I have noisy meditations with conscious hip-hop music or the old-school R&B or sometimes a little disco or whatever the case may be. And you know, I can relax my mind even with that bombardment of frequencies. Now, as you do this and you find your home frequency and you can stay there, which is the whole point of enlightenment. Now, some people reach that frequency of enlightenment for, you know, a couple of seconds, and it seems like hours, and then they come back down. The whole point is to find a way to stay in those high frequencies, and I tell you what, once you practice this, and I know it's easier said than done, and there are certain exercises to help you along your way, but as you practice this, what you will find is that other people, when they come around, they can't bring your vibration down because your vibration
right.
is too high. Your vibration's yep. way too high. The frequencies will actually dissipate.
I got a question.
As it enters your mental and spiritual landscape.
One second. Absolutely, Doc, and we're going to touch that. Scotty said he had a question. Go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, Doc, you was just talking about the different music you use that you can even meditate to, and even though you're being bombarded with different frequencies. But I was just thinking, though, that that's probably the reason why people gravitate towards certain type of music or a certain type of artist, even because of the frequency
yeah.
of the music vibrates, you know, with their being and what have you. Because, I mean, like, I just cannot listen to today's music. Period, man, because I just not on that. They not on that vibration. I was just all day been listening to funk music, you know. They got that bass
yeah.
line and that low frequency vibration and whatnot, and that helps me relax. But, I mean, you just got me thinking, though, about in terms of why people like certain type of music, and it is about those frequencies.
Oh, yeah.
Let me interject this, guys. I had a serious neck injury, and I had a disc removed. Now, let me tell you what I use for my pain, to help with my pain. I use vibration frequencies from music that I get off of YouTube, 417 gigahertz. The other one is 4 something. But this music, for 1 hour, when I get through with this music, man, I'm so good. I don't take painkillers right now. I got to get real bad for me to take a painkiller. But this music, this frequency 417 is a healing frequency. And that's why I say frequencies are weird. You can go on YouTube, you can listen to all kind of different frequencies. You can find what you want to go in deep meditation or whatever you need. And the only reason I'm saying this is because it helped me, and it may help the gentleman who we were talking to initially. So it's some different kind of stuff. Because I wouldn't never, in my wildest dreams 5 years ago, I wouldn't have never thought I would say that I use frequencies to heal myself. But I have used frequencies, been using frequencies to help my neck, and it works.
Well, you know, we got one of the frequency experts on. Go ahead, Doc, and Doc Hawkins. Go ahead, Doc. Just before you go into that, I seen the flash a couple of times. Doc knows what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Just say, for example, with the Kemetic Power Station. Now, this is a technology. It produces over 3 million different types of frequencies at the same time. And I just sort of bathe in those frequencies, you know. Now, for those of you with a couple extra dollars to spend or whatnot, all you got to do is go on eBay and spend $10, $15, $20 for a frequency generator. Get you a frequency generator or what they call a waveform generator. You can get them very cheap, and even those used ones can produce close to 1 million different frequencies and harmonics and things of that nature, and just experiment with them. As a matter of fact, I got a lot of the frequencies mapped out, and I can tell you right now they really do work. And oh hey, Dave, check your Facebook, man. I got this new video of our newest living water system on your page. And you're talking about frequencies. You can tell by looking at that that's a bad mamma jamma, as they would say, you know. But yeah, the brother's right. And I would throw something else in there as far as science goes. Now, two on this. What they call the zero-point field is no frequency at all. The zero-point field is beyond frequency. And this is where the soul really is. The soul, when it's vibrating at its highest state, I'm not talking about the causal body. The causal body is the energy that basically surrounds the soul. Now, that's frequency. But the soul itself is beyond frequency. And that's what they call the zero-point field. You know, and that's something that scientists have known for a while. But like I said, they try to keep this information quiet. So understand, my people, that you are everything, you are everywhere at once. And like I said, man, you can't lose. Like, really.
That's so true. And Doc, I'm going to definitely jump on the Facebook and check out what it is, because I can't wait to see. You know, and it's so funny that we're having this conversation, because we actually have the expert in frequencies and been dealing it and been actually using them. Oh man, I see with Doc the active quartz crystal to purify water. Oh man, I got to put this in Tando. Wow. Doc, I got to put you where you can put stuff in Tando just because. And I'm gonna put this in Tando Radio Show.
Oh man,
you know what, Doc? We got another caller in queue. Yeah, hold on one second. Let's get this other caller. Hold on, brothers. Welcome, caller. Sorry about that. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? It's Doc and everybody else that called. It's Sam from South Florida. It's checking in.
What's up, brother?
Hey, not much, man. I'm surviving, man. I'm still here.
Yes.
Just listening to y'all in the metaphysical conversation, and it's so funny. It's being is what I call it. How you know, I didn't grow up in a metaphysical environment. I wasn't like I didn't have my dad around. My mom wasn't, you know, like a spiritual person like that. It was more about religion. And I just find it, like I said, being that I'm this type of person. I can feel these things. Mr. Braz was saying, saying before about the sound and about, you know, not needing medication, about the things they used to say to us when we was little, you know, music can tame the beast. Well, Yeah, the beast in you, the beast of sickness, the beast of stress, the beast of all that. Music, I found, take all of that away. As a baby, like 4 or 5 years old, I used to get this. I don't know if y'all, of course y'all remember the tape player, cassette, you know, and you could, you know, detach speakers on the side. I used to lay down on the floor, you know, with the speaker, detach the speakers, put the speakers to my ears and turn the music on and just sit there and listen. And I never been to a, you know, never been to a beach, never understood a serene surrounding and a serene type of feeling like that, you know what I mean? At 37 years old now, I've never experienced anything like what music can do for you. Music is I don't know, it's a power channeling process. It's a definitely a healing process. So I'm definitely in agreement with you, brothers, on that as well as other things. And man, that metaphysical is something serious, but I'll fall back and listen for now. Now thank y'all for hearing me.
Always, brother. Always good to hear you. And let me tell you, also, let me tell you, Doc is one individual that you definitely want to talk to, bruh, because Doc is one of the metaphysics and the frequency. Everyone needs to befriend Doc Hawkins. Doc talked about a generator that you could buy on eBay and everything. Doc has a lot of these things. And we need to actually be getting some of this, all of this stuff from Doc himself, because it's the best way for us, because it's someone that's producing things and understanding us, and we need to support that. And not only that, Doc's overall work, life's work, is also to actually bring some of the things that we absolutely need. And I truly appreciate it. We got another caller, Doc. Let's take this caller also. So reach out to Doc Hawkins. Everyone, befriend Doc Hawkins. Follow Doc Hawkins and look at some of the stuff I just posted, what Doc sent me inside of Tando. Powerful. Here we go. Next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Area code 803.
Yeah, this is Brother Davis calling from Georgia, man. I wanted to I wanted to give a little shout out to Doc Hawkins, because a lot of people really don't understand what he's trying to give us and the avenue that he's opening up to us. And the most positive thing you can do, literally, is operate in the areas that he's opening to you, the filters. He's opening that up to you. And the reason why is because if you have a greater understanding of it as time goes by. A lot of times people fail to realize the importance of the message because they don't quite understand the messenger. What we have to understand is that when this brother comes on, he's giving you something that will enhance the quality of our lives. Now, can we improve upon that? Absolutely. You ask him. I'll tell you. Because in the metaphysical realm, you can ingratiate who you are and what you are by applying some of the basic principles that you've been learning on Wise Wednesday. There's a reason why there's a collaboration that comes together for the benefit of humanity. And understand how I said that. And I'm going to stop there and regress. Brother Dr. Hawkins, glad to have you anytime. Brother Dave, I'm always listening. And everybody else, be blessed, because I'm going to tell you, if we didn't love you, we wouldn't be here. We got other things we could do with our time. So
And I hear Sister Davis in the background. I hear the children in the background. I hear heaven. I hear joy. And it is sweet.
I don't mind sharing that with select people, because that is my inner person.
Right. Much love. Much, Brother Davis, as always. This is, you know, we put this together, and we've been so blessed to meet the likes of all of the people that we met here, from Doc Hawkins, from Jambone to Brother Braggs to Ross to everyone, all the people that call in from all over the country. You know what? We truly appreciate, because this is the process in which we've all decided to do to create our heavens. And I want to share it all with you all. And I appreciate you sharing yours with me. So, so needed.
Let me give a shout out real quick to Scotty, because Scotty has bought us a medium that we could literally build on. So let's not forget his contribution, as well as to also let's supply some of our resources so we can keep this thing going. Okay, I'm going to get back in the queue, but listen, brother, peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother Davis. And Scotty, forgive me. You know where you stand with me, brother, and I am. I appreciate you, and we are in this for the long haul. So, yes, Brother Davis, we would be amiss to not to mention Scotty and everyone that's in all of the everyone on Black Talk Radio Network, all the programs that are here. These people really do care about our overall collective entirety. So, so important. So, man, Doc Hawkins has, I'm going to post this other thing that Doc Hawkins has from Ancient Water. Everyone needs to be going to ancientwaterrestorations.com. Man, it's amazing. And this is, you know, right here in our time. You know, when we think about the past, we think about, you know, George Washington Carver and all these other great times. But we have some great ones now, some great inventors now, you know, and we get to actually engage with them. And Doc Hawkins is one. But not only Doc Hawkins, you are one. All of you that call, you're a great inventor. You're a great creator. And how you choose to execute your free will, how you choose to give of yourself, how you choose and what you choose to build. So powerful. This is where you become unstoppable. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and then hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Now, Doc Hawkins, Doc, I saw the flash, and I've been seeing it for a while, but I really took notice to the flash because of a conversation that we had. Would you explain that flash and why that flash is so important? Many people here probably have seen it and have experienced it and may not know what it is that they are experiencing, because I didn't know until you told me.
Hey David, would you mind repeating that, please? My phone is it's on its last leg here, battery-wise, and I'm going to have to plug it in.
Yes. What I was talking about, Doc, was that I said that I've been seeing the flash a whole lot more now, and I'm noticing it because of the conversation that we recently had last week, and you exposed to me what the flash was. And, you know, there are many people here that listen to Tando, probably experienced this same flash and may not know what that flash was. And would you share with them what you shared with me about the flash? And believe me, I've been seeing this flash more often, and it's slowing everything down for me, just like you said. And it's amazing. I do want to thank you for actually sharing that with me, because you know what? The process of learning is never complete until you give away what it is that you've learned, and you have given so much. So, Doc, would you just explain what that flash is?
Yeah, absolutely, and you're absolutely welcome, my brother. And well, whenever you see this flash, and it'll probably be starting out, you'll see it in your peripheral vision, but it's a really pronounced white flash. White, sometimes you know, a bit gray, but you can't mistake it for nothing else. It's definitely outside of you. Whenever you see this flash, it's a huge flash, and it'll cover, just say, the entire area if you're outside, you know, but it happens within a millisecond. Whenever you see that, that's when they are beaming those cell phone towers and HARP in your geographical location. right? The military used to call it Project Mind Snapper. That's right, M-I-N-D as in David, Snapper, right? And they were experimenting with these over-the-horizon radars and large antenna arrays like HARP and the Gwyn Towers and this and that. And I can tell you right now, like, technically speaking, the cell phone towers, when you look at the wiring there, those wires are much too large and thick to supply the limited amount of power that mm-hmm. they claim is utilized by those cell phone towers. The wiring indicates about 20 gigawatts of power, or 25 gigawatts of power. That's a lot of power. With that type of power, you can fry millions of people's minds. If you got the cell phone towers stationed strategically around a large city, with 25 gigawatts, you could cause a major explosion. I mean, beyond nuclear power here. Anything that you can cause with, let's say, chemicals, you can cause with radio waves. Right. So when you see that flash, when you see those flashes, that's what that is. They're using those systems. And what I would advocate you do is pay attention to the people around you when you see that flash. You know, so sort of program yourself to just look around you instantly when it happens and see what other people are doing. And you'll start to notice the people that it was able to get into their minds. Those people will they'll be pretty much in a zombie-like state for a few seconds. So, just a heads up.
Yep. And Doc, you know, that I've been seeing that, and it's amazing because Doc said that to me. I said, Doc, yeah, I've been seeing that flash a lot. And this is some of the technology that's being used against humanity, but you are much more powerful than what the technology that is created by man's hands. Your overall universe of life is much stronger and much more capable than what they're able to reach by the engineering. They have some feats, but you are created perfectly. The key is, will you work? You are created in a perfect form. The key is, will you work perfectly? Up to us, ourselves. So, man, Doc, that is that's something that we're really starting to see. And, you know, just to bring the point, Brother Braggs and I were talking earlier today
about Wi-Fi.
Yeah, about Li-Fi. Yeah.
Li-Fi being light that they use.
Well, go ahead, Brother Braggs. Tell Doc about the comments.
Well, Wi-Fi is what was the old way. Li-Fi is a new way. It's lights. It's sending information through lights, and they can use them in cartoons, and they actually use them on an episode of 38th episode. What was I telling you? In that show was Pokemon.
Pokemon.
They had 700 children that went into epileptic seizures watching this Pokemon. This Pokemon episode is still, you can still see it, but don't watch it. The guy who put me on, he made it quite clear, don't watch it because it will affect you. And he said, episode number 38, they ran an episode, they were doing a test to see how it would affect people, and it made 700 people spaz out. And that's serious. That's just about flashing lights. Just imagine, that's frequency and light, and it's hitting you in your eyes, reflecting in your brain, and it's transforming you. It's changing you. It's changing your molecules, how your molecules act inside your body. And you know what? That's another thing I started paying attention to. We're all electric. This metalin makes us electric. Most of us don't really pay attention to that. That's why they study metalin. Everything is a study of metalin. When they look up in the heavens, they're studying metalin. They're studying the pitch black metalin. That's inside your brain, that coats your sperm, that goes down your spine to make the seed for the baby. I mean, it's really deep because they don't teach us this stuff. They should be teaching this stuff. Everybody, this should be basic stuff right here. But if it was basic for the medical physical brothers who started it, the Nubians, Africans, Comedians, indigenous here, because they had a confederation that went all around the world with this metaphysical secret mystery systems that started astrology, everything that we use today. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me be.
One sec, we got to go to a commercial break. When we're going to come back, Doc, jump in. Hopefully, if your phone is still there, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely do. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Very, very important show. And it's all about us, and this is what I love about us, because these are some of the things that we have to know so we can care. And it starts with us. And this is the solution to many things. This is the pathway for us to actually become the fullness of our potential. So Brother Braggs was talking about how they were using different frequencies, and then they were also using Wi-Fi, and then now is Light 5, and how that was being used. And Doc was about to jump in, and Doc has some real expertise in that area. So Doc, what is this that's being used? And I know you're familiar with it all. And what is it that we need to know about it?
Well, first of all, what I want to give y'all is a solution, and that solution is what they call the universal life wave. It's also a radio wave, but all biological systems on some level has to have this frequency in order to live, and I mean live abundantly. It's part of what they call frequency codes, and I think there's a couple people on YouTube that have the frequency uploaded up there. Don't take Doc's word for it. Just get on YouTube, if they still have it, and type in 639 hertz. 639 hertz, 639, and just turn your speakers up and watch how it soothes you beyond the frequency that they call the love frequency, 528 hertz. And this is the frequency that can combat the heart signals. And that's why for quite some time they were trying to ban this frequency. And as you use it, you're going to see why. But so if you feel that, you know, that crap's getting the best of you, or even if you're just having a bad day, just type in 639 hertz and absorb that frequency for about 15 minutes, and you're going to see that it resets your entire mind. Okay? So 639 hertz.
Take Doc's word for it. No, take Doc's word for it.
I'm going to y'all see it for yourself. And then you're going to thank me later.
Yeah, and you know, Doc, they're using all types, you know, cellular technology in everything. You know, they're using frequencies to actually heal. These are things that it's not anything new about. These are ancient technologies. This has been around for a while, but you know, it may be new to us, but it's not anything that's new within the universe, and the capabilities of it is has not been already recorded, and the benefits of it are well known by those that know, because they had the intent to know. And it's one of the things that you said earlier, when you start the path of where you want to know things just start to come to you. That's because you are actually we can create the environment that will attract the things that we need to know, even if we don't know what those are, those things are. That's how powerful we are. And for me, I really would love for our people to, and people in general, to understand that full capability so that they can practice it, and then now we can progress ourselves from a class zero society into a class one society. Very, very capable and essential, because at some point we've been taught to be such destroyers that we destroy ourselves. We don't even need to it's that energy has been put out so much that we're actually submerged in it, and we will pick it up because we pick up all of the frequencies. We're like antennas. We pick up all of the signals that go around us, and we've developed this low frequency in our lives that we are destroying ourselves, and it doesn't need to be that way. And we need to change our overall direction. Doc, how's your phone?
Oh, it's doing well. I got it plugged in.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we still had you. So, yeah, you know, Doc, what's some of the things, Doc, that you have been experimenting with, and some of the things that you have there are some people. What's some of the devices that you have that will also, because we really need to change our overall harmonic frequencies in the way that we think and how we. We project energy. You've given us one, but what's some of the things that you've also, some of the inventions you have or some of the devices that you have that would be beneficial health-wise for people in regards to in frequency form? Because I'm going to tell you, we need to start investing in all the right things. It's not another pair of Jordans that we need to buy. Not another pair of shoes that we need to buy. And there's not another purse that we need to buy. There's not another shirt or pair of jeans that we need to buy before we start taking care of ourselves, because we are submerged in an energy of murder. We don't die of natural causes. We have been murdered. And that systematic process will continue until we do something different. Doc, so what's some of the things that you have currently that people can acquire to help in that area?
Well, I have a device that stimulates the mind, that stimulates the brain with different frequencies, what they call binaural beats and things of this nature, that can actually alter your consciousness for the better. Now, I'll speak more about that later, but best believe this isn't something that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's very effective, and you'll know how effective it is after about 20 minutes, because your whole state of mind will change. It'll be elevated, and there were numerous books written on this type of technology, and for the most part, it was kept within the white community. So now I'll be exposed to this. In fact, I got a DVD out. It's called Technology of the Gods for Global Ascension. And I think people forgot about that DVD, but it explains a lot of the technologies that we could use that are on the market right now to counteract the effects of some of the negative frequency bombardment and even electrosmog that's polluting our communities and environment. But one of the other things is obviously the intentionative eye. For those of you that know my work and the intentionator, but we also have a new invention out. One of my colleagues just got back into town a couple of days ago, and that system that you saw on your timeline, David, that's his invention. You know, that's his baby. And what I decided to do was just add the NASA filters to it and the neodyme magnets, all right? And but man, that system, I'm telling you, it works, and it is extremely powerful. And again, living water, as it's called, is the key to life. you know, yes, living water. So,
yes.
You know, we have water purification systems, and I think your listeners are familiar with that. But not only that, we have a whole host of other technologies too. But like I said, man, you know, and I'm going to say it again, get on eBay if you have to and purchase a used waveform generator and just have fun with it. You know, experiment with it. Download the manuals and just experiment with the different frequencies that can actually alter mood and cancel out nauseous frequencies in your environment. So I have list of frequencies that you can purchase, thousands and thousands of frequencies that, you know, talk about the different effects of the different frequencies, what they could be used for, et cetera. And as a side note, every organ in the body has a different frequency, what they call a signature frequency. All right, and if you know the frequency of those organs, then you can use those frequency generators and other technologies to balance those frequencies of the organs. As a matter of fact, that's what tuning forks were originally invented for. So, those of you who are on a budget, hey, you heard it here on Thando Radio. What you need to do is $15, then you can get some really good ones on Amazon. I mean, brand new, factory sealed tuning forks. Spend the damn $15. Get you some tuning forks, and those tuning forks produce various frequencies themselves. You know, and those frequencies tune the different organs in the body. They can resonate with the brain and bring you into certain frequencies. They're great, but they are limited. Now, the frequency generator is much, much better. It just takes more work to get to know those systems.
See, and these are the things that we could do right now. And I know that I'm going to have to do it, but it's up to each one of you all. And how important is it to you? You know, one of the things that we do need to do is we need to make sacrifices and start to bring into our overall families awareness and in our self-awareness the things that are available to us, because what you don't know can actually harm you, and it will harm you. Now, everyone that's here on Thando right now, Doc has just talked about a myriad of devices, but I would say we need to get the actual devices that Doc has, and definitely consult with Doc about what it is that you want to do. I know I need to, because there's a couple of things that I need to actually get, because, you know, it's just something that I want to start to engage in because of things that are going to be going on, and I don't want to resonate under the Wi-Fi and the Li-Fi and all of those other things, and I don't want those individuals around me to resonate in that, even though I have no choice in that. But one of the powerful things about this, Doc, let me ask you, because I wanted to know, because once you start to engage in this type of technology, and once you start to, I would say, this available technology, how does it change your overall, what have you noticed for people that actually engage in this? How does their overall atmosphere, as you put earlier, because that's so true, and I'm glad you used that, and I know that was intentional that you used that, how does that change the atmosphere that you now command and now you control in that follows you, as far as interaction with every living thing, but in particularly with people around you, Doc?
Well, one of the things, the first thing is not being greedy. And yes, it's putting it out there, because when you're dealing with that level of technology or know-how, whatever, people can easily get greedy. I see people out there with less knowledge BSing and deceiving people. I won't mention any names out there, but there's a lot of them claiming to sell restructured water and all that stuff, and they are really selling tap water. You know what I mean? So here's my thing. I think in order to be really successful, what I got to do is bring people up with me. It's not going to do me a doggone bit of good to talk to you about the technology and this and that and just merely have you as a consumer for my company. That's BS, if you ask me, and that's what's plaguing black people right now. And it frustrates me. So one of the things that I do, just like, for example, we have people in about five different states right now that are building sales teams in those different states. For example, for the filtration systems, the purifiers, and some of the other technologies like the intentionator. And here's the thing. Now, I'm one of those guys that's from the deep south, the Houston, and we got a saying here that I can show you better than I can tell you. All right? So for me, if just say, for example, if you know people that need water filters or purification systems and things of this nature, or if you just go out and you advocate for the systems and you sell the systems to restaurant owners, motels, fish farmers, things of this nature, not only will I pay you 25% of the profit, you know, but I will also send you one of the actual systems. You know, so and this is the case with everybody that's in my circle. They actually have one of the purification systems that we advocate, like, for real. And look, I'll be fair about it by stating this. Okay, when you have, let's say, for example, this type of filtration system with the NASA filters, those filters are very, very expensive. And it's because I know the inventor personally, and we have a mutual beneficial relationship where he needs the purifiers and I need the filters, that, you know, we can get the filters to the people for a fraction of the cost, basically. And to even bring the filters at a cheaper rate, one of the things that I like to do is offer the filtration systems without the housings. So that way, mm-hmm. people can go to Home Depot or they can go to Walmart or some of these other stores and get the housings for a lot cheaper than what, you know, we would sell them for, because the housings that we use come with lifetime warranties and they're real housings. I mean, they are, like, really, really durable, and they're really, really thick. You see what I mean? But, I mean, all of that's not necessary all the time. Sometimes you could use the ones from Walmart, and they'll do you just fine. You know, they're a cheaper brand. They're not made out of the best material, you know, the best type of plastic, but they'll still get you through. You see, so I like to be fair about it. So, again, the key is not being greedy. And that's one thing that I'm not, and that I have never been. I have never been a greedy person. So, again, what I advocate, Brother Wren, Brother Davis, and Scotty, and the others, what I advocate is that, you know, we start building a sales force. We get the people who are listening in to these calls who are serious, you know, with us, and we sit down at a round table. We have some conference calls, even, and we talk about the plan of action, and we implement them, because we know what they've been doing. We know that they're poisoning our water. I talked to a brother the other day that called me after he heard me on your radio show the other day when we were talking about the nanobots and things of this nature. You know, mm-hmm. you can hear his wife and kids in the background, and the brother was dead serious. All right, and I'm getting a lot of that. So why not mobilize and organize the people? And I'm telling you right now, especially if you're unemployed, or even if you have a regular 9-to-5, this is something where nobody's going to be breathing down your neck, and you could have a real company on your own, you know, doing your own thing, and you have a network of people that actually supports you. Not a bunch of bootlickers who are going to lie, and not a bunch of scammers who are creating a pyramid scheme, but people who are authentic and down to earth, and really that understands the struggle and want to help the people, because there's enough to go around. There's no need to be greedy. I mean, this is a very abundant universe that we live in. So there are a number of things that we can do to help ourselves. And for me, it's about self-sufficiency, man. We should become more self-sufficient. So those of you out there who are listening and you're really ready to talk and build, let's build for real.
Yes, that's so true. This universe has an abundance of resources, and we have abundance of resources. There's no reason for us to steal anything and to be greedy in everything. We need to be working together in solving these problems. So I totally agree, Doc. Yes, let's do that because I think it's something that is very meaningful for us to do, because we all know pretty soon there's not going to be any jobs. There's going to be plenty of work to do. So let's get to work. Let's actually get to work. And this is something that you can do. And there's going to be some things that you need to learn. And I'm going to tell you something about Doc. Doc is absolutely right. He told me, David, you could go get a housing from over here and over there. But I don't want that housing. I want the housing that Doc has. So my thing is that I'm going to get the housing that Doc has, because that's just a better way of doing, you know, for me, that's just the way that we have to do business, is that we need to keep everything from here, because what if we lose Black Talk Radio Network because we didn't support it? What if, you know, Doc, you know, this stuff is very expensive. It's very time consuming to put this stuff together. What if, you know, all of a sudden Doc has to, because of, for some other reason, someone says, hey, I need you to do this, and they completely occupy his time to do other things. That's very capable. That's very, you know, plausible. And I would understand, because, you know, there are some time that we have obligations. Doc has a family. You know, we all have families. And the thing is that we need to look at our families as one in which we can leverage ourselves together to get for all of our families. There's a great need. There's a great need that we have right now, and it's not something that's going to come up overnight. It's going to take some hard work.
Dave.
And I would just say, all of the individuals, make sure that you bring the right attitude. Make sure you bring the right energy. Make sure you bring the right commitment. Make sure you're not just there just for you and looking to exploit someone else's goodness, and you just wait for them to bring to serve you. Be a worker. It's so critical. We have to work these things through. It's not going to. There isn't anything in freedom that is lazy at all. It requires great work, and many of you are great workers. But right now the system has, you know, actually disenfranchise you, but you still need to be a great worker, and that capability in you has to supersede the overall conditions that we were all born into. We can overcome this. Doc, last
Dave,
word.
Can you hear me, man?
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, but...
Go ahead, Scotty. I'm sorry.
I'm still on this frequency thing, man, because, you know, I've been just thinking about it, and, you know, because we do focus a lot on the harm that is being caused. Like, for example, every couple of weeks we'll have Brother Quabner come on to talk about Clear the Airways Project, talking about the gangster music that's promoting killing, stealing, and every other negative behavior. But, you know, when I got in the car, like, sometimes I ride with, like, younger people in my family, and they might have the local radio station on, man, and it will physically cause me discomfort. I mean, the vibrations
in the
frequency coming off of that. You know, I'm like, you know, it's like right in my frontal lobe or something, like it's scrambling, you know what I'm saying? But just caused me physical discomfort, hurt my ears and whatnot. And but then, you know, if I put it on an old school station and I'm playing, like, you know, A Taste of Honey or you know, some of that old school funk, you know, with them bass lines and them harmonious voices. But now I'm thinking, though, man, these are destructive frequencies. And I wonder how much of a role does it play in the destructive behaviors, not just on the programming level in terms of the lyrical content in the words you're programming and the images you're creating in their minds of murder, of doing this or doing that, but on a frequency level. I mean, when I get in the car with them sometimes, man, it just causes me physical discomfort, some of that music they play.
You and me both, Scotty. Doc, We got 2 minutes, Doc. Did you want to respond? Or Brother Bragg? Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Doc, and then Brother Bragg.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's real. I mean, these frequencies interact with us all the time. And to put it as plain as I can, it's about biocompatible frequencies as opposed to incompatible frequencies for the biosphere. And I tell you, you know, like, for example, when you consider conscious music, you notice, like, the people who listen to the lower ratchet type of music, they don't bob their heads to that. Why? Because music is like mathematics. You know, they can't get with that higher form of music, you know, that higher form of math, but they can bob their heads to the lower form. Okay, they can do that lower math. You see what I'm saying? Music is math and vice versa. So the music that's right out there right now have distorted geometric fields, and when your body, when your aura feels that, it rejects that. You see what I'm saying? It's like drinking destructured water. You know?
So true. Brother Bragg, go ahead. Close us out. Well,
frequencies are a weapon, man, and they've been using them, and they know that it's a weapon, and everybody needs to pay attention to frequencies. Once you start reading about frequencies, you're going to find out they're very, very serious, a serious business. It can, for instance, change mood from a nice, happy, good mood to a hostile mood. So just pay attention to them, because everything is a gateway. If you're receptive to things, they can get into you. But once you're conscious of things, you can protect yourself, protect your mind. But when you're not conscious, you let things into yourself. When they say spirits, when you drink spirits, they're talking about real spirits because it's a gateway. That's entirely something different. I'm getting off track. That's it, man. Peace.
No, you're not off track. Scotty, I am with you. I can't listen to this stuff.
That's his discomfort, though, that discomfort that he's talking about, you know, in that struggle with my spirit or my aura or whatever label we want to put on that part of ourself, of our being. But that's where the discomfort come from. You know what I'm saying? Because they're fighting. I'm fighting to reject it. My body automatically knows to reject it and fighting. That's where that discomfort come from. Some of it, man, I mean, it's been painful. But then back when I used to listen to ratchet hip hop, I used to listen to Ice Cube, man, and I mean, I could just, the atmosphere that it created in my home, because I was married at the time, man, and it was like, man, it was like one time my wife got angry and cut the tape off. You know what I'm saying? And now when I look back, I see why she cut that tape off. You know what I'm saying? Because I could feel the strife that it was creating.
Music was giving you hype.
And you know what's so important about that? Look at what we came from in hip hop, and then look when so called they gave us ends with attitudes, because that was the changing of the overall, taking the in my opinion, that was sabotaging what we already had taken as fruits of life to our bodies. So listen, everyone, great show. Doc Hawkins, thank you so much. Brother Bragg, Scotty, Brother Davis, Rob, everyone else that called in, thank you so much. Great show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And until then, remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.